This is the Coronavirus Update interview of December 9, 2020 on Gila Mimbres Community Radio and KURU 89.1 FM in Silver City, New Mexico. I'm Jamie Newton, your host for today. My guest is Dr. Bob Garrett, a psychiatrist at Fort Bayard Medical Center near Silver City. Dr. Garrett, thanks for being with us on Coronavirus Update.
I'm happy to be here, Jamie. Thank you.
You're a psychiatrist, Dr. Garrett. Our emphasis will be on mental, emotional, and relationship impacts of the coronavirus. But to begin, I'd like you to speak as a medical doctor with extensive experience in long-term care facilities. One of the nation's earliest pandemic hotspots was the Life Care Center in Kirkland, Washington, where 46 people died of the coronavirus between March and August. According to the Silver City Daily Press of December 1st, the Silver City Care Center, with 100 beds and 90 employees, reported 7 deaths due to COVID-19 in November, with 23 staff and 30 residents having tested positive. Let me ask you, are the institutional environments and the resident populations of long-term care facilities especially vulnerable to the spread of infectious diseases? And if so, why?
Yes, they are. And it's because any communal living setting, particularly in a facility that has roommates, such as most nursing homes, have a closeness that we're trying to affect with these distancing, social distancing, and wearing masks. And that is very hard to do in a setting such as a nursing home, both for staff and for the residents.
So overcoming the pandemic is really about what every one of us does. What can family and friends of people in long-term care need to know about how to reduce the risks of infection?
The basic three things that they've talked about in the pandemic over time: wearing a mask, distance 6 feet, and wash your hands as often as possible, are the basic things that would help for people not to bring the virus into a nursing home. However, at this time in New Mexico, most nursing homes are locked down, so the family can't visit, but their social support through phone calls or through video media are very important, and contacting their loved ones is very helpful.
We'll return to that particular topic of how people interact with residents of long-term care centers right now. But Dr. Garrett, from your professional knowledge and your years of experience as a psychiatrist in long-term care, what insights stand out for you as most important and timely to share with our listeners about the mental and emotional impacts of the coronavirus pandemic? I'm asking you for a kind of overview.
Yes. Human beings, we're social animals. There's no question about that. And when we have to distance ourselves or be isolated from one another, that causes major consequences in terms of developing fear and hopelessness and helplessness, which we try to avoid by coming in contact with other people. And in the case of the virus, that's unfortunately, the thing that makes the virus propagate. Everybody needs to understand that social contact is vitally important. And we understand that in the nursing home setting. And we try and emphasize non-touch caring.
The highly contagious and potentially lethal novel coronavirus has surely transformed patterns and the quality of daily life in long-term care facilities. You've already mentioned isolation, social distancing, there are reduced activities, limits, and right now bans on direct visits with families and friends, and the more subtle impacts such as uncertainty and fear where there was the reassurance of familiar routines. So, Dr. Bob Garrett, how do changes like these affect the residents you care for? Are they able to adapt to requirements like mask wearing? And how are their families and friends responding?
In general, by communicating with all members who are living in the nursing home and explaining why we're doing what we're doing and how we will go about doing things, there has been, particularly initially in February and March, some consternation among the residents feeling that this is a lot to change. However, as time went on, they got used to it, and they're surprisingly adaptive in terms of how they respond to people in masks. We're also, as a staff, learning to smile more and be more expressive, and so that the members can, the residents can identify us, and also while the routines have changed somewhat, they're still basically the same. There is no dining without 6 foot distance. There's also less intervention. But because people need care in a nursing home, there's still a lot of hands-on care, even if we're all gloved all the time. So overall, the residents have been, in my mind, remarkably tolerant. And there's a speculation in some of the literature that it's because most of these people have survived many crises in their lives. This is just another crisis that's just extended, and they will get through it, and they, as they have gotten through other crises in the past.
That's encouraging. We think of people in long-term care facilities, many of them as being quite elderly. They're all people who are there because in one way or another, they can't meet their own needs independently, even with the help of family and friends. And I believe it's generally thought that on average, something like 3/4 of the residents in long-term care facilities have at least some cognitive impairment. Can you just speak briefly to the question of how people who may be a little disoriented, have trouble with short-term memory, not know exactly what has just happened in their day, how those people are responding to these changes in routines and the new requirements in order not to be infected with the coronavirus?
You're absolutely right that cognitive impairment means that people will have a failure of memory after they've been explained something. So it's just a matter of repetition and kind staff in input into going over and over things. Once people with lower cognitive function get used to a routine, they usually respond to it. Some people will respond with behavior that's aggressive or fearful, but that's been a very small minority in the population I serve.
I'm glad to hear that. And I'm hearing in your response to that last question that some of what you need to do, by you, I mean all staff, caregiving staff in a long-term care facility, requires more time, greater attention than would have been required if there were fewer demands just to prevent contagion. So we know that the resurgence of the coronavirus right now, December 2020, is beginning to overwhelm healthcare facilities. What impacts do you see on long-term care staff at all levels, Dr. Garrett, administration, medical staff, support personnel who provide food services, custodial services?
I think you're right to include everyone who serves the residents in the facility because we've been on heightened alert now for 8 or 9 months, and fatigue is setting in. And with, for example, when the county goes above 5%, we have to have nasal swabbing twice a week. We also, that includes the residents as well as the staff. And it's an interference in our ability to interact with people. We also have staff who have families at home who may or may not have coronavirus, and they are suffering from the fact that they have to have a 14-day quarantine, which reduces staff levels. So everybody's working at a heightened level, but it's hard to sustain a crisis mentality when you're fatigued and when there doesn't seem to be an end. Now with the vaccine, there's an end, but it's still going to be 6 months before everything's taken care of.
So, Dr. Bob Garrett, this is a marathon. It's not a sprint. And we can anticipate continuing extraordinary demands on everyone, caregiving staff, residents of long-term care facilities, families and friends. What would you like our listeners to remember as highlights of this interview? What are your take-home points?
My take-home points are that we will get past this. But we need to continue to remember that social interaction is very important, and that communication with our loved ones who may be in nursing homes, and support actually of the staff. If people know the staff, just give them a pat on the back would be really important, because they've been working really hard over this long time. And we have kept down the number of in the community, in our community, which is the nursing home, by following the masking, social distancing, and washing hands routines rather well.
And that will be the story for months to come. That concludes the weekly coronavirus update interview for December 9, 2020 on Gila Mimbres Community Radio and KURU 89.1 FM in Silver City, New Mexico. Dr. Bob Garrett, thank you so much for speaking to our listeners.
You're welcome. It's been a pleasure to be here.
Thanks to Marcus Hansen, our audio engineer and producer of Coronavirus Update. And thank you for listening and for supporting GMCR and KURU. Be safe and well. For GMCR and KURU, I'm Jamie Newton.